that mindset in us, don't we? And it's like, nobody's going to tell me any different. Amen? How many of y'all think you're right and you're the only one that's right? Your way is the only way. Amen? Well, I got a question for you. I got a second question for you. What happens when Christians get it wrong? What? Wait a minute. Yo. Christians can't get anything wrong, can they? No. That ain't possible, is it? You've been watching the home. Can Christians get anything wrong? No way. There's no way that once we accept Christ, we'll never get anything wrong after that, will we? Hey, I'm going to tell you, even once we've accepted Christ, we can even get our salvation wrong if we still do crazy stuff in our lives. Amen? So we can still get stuff wrong. I don't know about you, but I get stuff wrong probably once every 5 minutes or so. Yeah, that much. That much. It's a lot, isn't it? So that's the title of today's message. When Christians get it wrong. How many of y'all know some Christians that their beliefs are kind of on the outside of what our Bible tells us? The way they're living. Some generosity messages and pastors that think they're right in their biblical teaching when they're actually wrong. They're going to hurt a lot of people, aren't they? None of us can really afford to be wrong, right? But us Christians really can't afford to be wrong. Because when we're wrong, it doesn't just affect us. It affects everybody around us. It affects our family members. It affects our co-workers. It affects our church brothers and sisters. Amen? But I'm going to tell you, I'm sure I've messed up somewhere along the line in a message I've been preaching and said something wrong. God forgive me for that. But it'll happen, won't it? Every once in a while is okay. Every once in a while is a mistake doing it. Amen? But if you do it every day that you're alive, then we got some problems going on. Don't we? Because if we as Christians get it wrong, we miss something along the way. We might have got a little salvation going on, but did we get a true relationship if that salvation has us living outside of what God tells us? Amen? And we got a lot of pastors, a lot of congregations that are being preached to every Sunday, every Wednesday, every time our doors are open, that are being given wrong messages. And I pray God that we don't do that here at 3 Mile. Amen. Your main scripture today is going to come from the book of John, chapter 1, verses 1 through 5, and also verse 14. John chapter 1, verses 1 through 5. Chapter 14, and these are the NIV versions, and it says this. Amen. Everybody with me? Everybody watching at home, give me an amen if you're with me. John chapter 1, verses 1 through 5, and verse 14. It says this in the NIV. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through Him, all things were made. Without Him, amen. Without Him, nothing was made that has been made. In Him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. The Word became flesh and made His dwelling among us. We have seen His glory, the glory of the one and only Son, who came from the Father, full of what? full of grace and truth. Amen. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, Lord, as always, I ask you right now, get Ronnie out of the way today, Lord. Lord, by your Holy Spirit to speak through me, Lord. Lord, I thank you for your scripture so far today, Lord. Lord, I thank you for the blessing of the message today, Lord, about us as Christians getting everything wrong, Lord. Lord, we ask you just to be with us. Lord, may it be your word spoken and not mine, Lord. May you open our heart, mind, and soul to the message that you have for each one of us today, Lord. Lord, we know each one of us from the same scripture can get different messages from you, Lord. Lord, and we all need that, Jesus. Lord, we ask you just to be with us. In your name I pray. And everybody say what?
Amen.
Amen. Whew. Did y'all see that last line? That last line said what? Full of grace and truth. Full of grace and truth. But I'm going to tell y'all today that so often we as Christians aren't full of grace. We aren't full of truth. Amen? When Christians get it wrong, for years our country was known as a Christian nation. Now a growing number of Americans identify as post-Christian. They've walked out of God's Word. They've walked out of that personal relationship with Him. Amen? Not necessarily atheist or agnostic. They're just post-Christian. They believe that there was a God, but they don't believe that they have to live by Him. Amen? Post-Christians. Some connection with Christianity. They had a connection with Christianity, but they left it. They rejected it. How many of us know Christians that we've had in our lives, in our churches, in our family, that they knew Jesus, they knew the Christianity, but they rejected it. They left it after a period of time. Amen. Now they don't know. Now they don't care. Amen. Albany at one time, Albany, New York, was the number one most post-Christian city. Albany, New York. Now, in a poll that they've taken, Albany is number six in post-Christianity. But I can guarantee you that Satan is fooling a lot of people to get them to turn away from the loving relationship that God has given each one of us. Amen? And when they turn, guess what? It's a Christian that got it wrong. Amen? Faith in Christ has moved from the center of our lives to the fringes of our lives. It's shifted from being something positive to being a threat by some. Now people describe us, if they describe us as Christian, they describe us as loaded or loaded for bear. Evangelicals are now described with hate and bigotry because we want to stand up for what God's Word says rather than give in to what the social Satan society is saying. We get called hatred. Hey, we hate people or we're bigots. Hey, guess what? If I'm standing up for God's Word, I don't care what you call me. But I'll be a Christian that didn't get it wrong. Amen? How do we faithfully represent Jesus in this times? In this post-Christian culture? In this politically divided seasons? I'll get that out. In a divided world, that needs a united church. Hey, I'm going to tell you, we've got denominations that can't even agree on stuff from church to church. Amen? Some churches might let some of that social justice in that is outside the lines of the Bible, while others stand true to the true Word of God, the true truth of God. Amen? But we need to be a divided church, a united church. We have to look at it as we have to be united in the fact that we're not Wesley, we're not Nazarene, we're not Baptist, we're not Methodist, we're not Southern Baptist, we're not Catholic. Hey man, I know I've left some out. Wesleyan Pentecostal, or no, Methodist Pentecostal. I'm sure I've still left some out. Church of God. Amen. That does not describe us. That shouldn't describe us. Amen. Yes, we belong to a Wesleyan church. But what should describe each one of us and what we should portray is Christ. A child of the King. It don't matter what denomination we're in. Amen. We get it right when we go over the barriers of our denominations as a united church, as a united Christian. Amen. We're called to live and love with grace and truth. John 1:14 says, "The world became flesh, the Word became flesh, and made His dwelling among us. We have seen His glory, the glory of the one and only Son." How many? How many? One and only Son, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. Again, full of grace and truth. That's how a true Christian lives. No matter what the world is like, no matter where we might be in that post-Christian society, we have to be full of grace and truth. Everybody knows somebody's full of something, right? Hey, some people know some people are full of stuff that are outside of God's lines. Amen. We all got to tell them we need to be full of grace and truth. Not full of us. Not full of me. Not full of the world. Amen. Not full of a cultural walk, but full of a biblical walk. Amen. There's this word back in the day, you might appreciate this. It was called pleres. Pleres. It's P-L-E-R-E-S. Pleres. Means filled to the brim, abounding in, and thoroughly full. That's the way God wants us to live. That's the grace and truth that He wants in each one of our lives, to be bouncing over the brims of our lives and our souls and our hearts, so that when somebody sees us, they say, "Oh, look, that's not a post-Christian. That's a current Christian. That's not somebody that had a relationship with Jesus." Amen. That's somebody that walks with it fully and abundantly. When they see us, they want to know, why are we different than the rest of the society that's trying to live right now? Amen. They want to know, and we tell them, because we're full of grace. We're full of truth. Amen. The grace saves us, and truth frees us. Amen. Y'all hear that? Grace saves us, and truth frees us. And to be really honest, almost all of us in here would say that we haven't gotten it all right. Amen? We haven't gotten it right each and every time. I know I haven't. Amen? If you don't like Christians, we can understand that. Amen? Because half of them drive us crazy too. Because that half that's walking in part of the post-Christian society that's still trying to play church, they drive us crazy, don't they? And the world sees that and they're like, "Man, if Christ is trying to call me to a relationship with Him, I don't want that. Look how them people act. Amen? But they're getting it wrong. They're the ones that are getting it wrong right now. Amen? One of the biggest challenges is leaning too far one way or the other. We got truth. Amen? When we give somebody truth, a lot of times they'll say, "Oh, listen to them mean Christians." Amen? Because they don't want to hear that truth. Because they want to live by their truth. Amen? Listen to that mean Christian. That mean point that they got. But guess what? The Bible says it, don't it? The Bible says sinner. And they're going to hell. Amen? But they don't want to hear that because they're living outside of God's truth and His grace. And they think we're mean when we tell them about it. Amen? But we're not trying to be mean. We're just trying to love them. We're trying to tell them what the true God is going to do if they don't come back to that knowledge of Him, if they've walked away from Him. Amen? And grace. They try to label us up, don't they? Like frat boys. Y'all together. Y'all all together. Oh, y'all's okay. You're okay. Hey, guess what? Even if we've got that grace, we were all sinners, weren't we? We were all sinners, dude, at one time. Amen? Who do you judge? Who do you judge? They can't judge us because we're sinners just like we do, just like they are. The only difference is we have that relationship with Jesus that clears that sin from us when we go to heaven, when we die. Amen? We got to tell them, same thing, that we know God loves them. God understands them. Amen? We got to tell them to do God and not do them. Amen? But problem number one in this is that truth without grace leads to rebellion. Christians get it wrong. Really strict, religious homes. How many of y'all had homes like that? How many of y'all know somebody that had homes like that? Amen. Those watching at home, how many of y'all know somebody that grew up in a really strict religious home? But truth, they lived in truth. But they didn't live in grace. And that'll guarantee you that when they get out of that home and they grow up a little bit, that we'll be raising rebellious kids. We'll have rules without relationships. The problem number two is grace without truth leads to relativism. There's no such thing as absolute truth. There's my truth and yours. That's the way we live a lot, ain't it? That's the way a lot of us live. There's my truth, and there's your truth. But most of us try to think that our truth is the one that's right all the time. Amen? Sometimes they think, nobody, no one. How many of y'all know people like this? How many of y'all are people like this or were? Nobody, ain't no one, including God, going to tell me how to live. Oh, how many of y'all still like that now? Hey, some of us are, aren't we? We think that. We know Jesus, but still, God ain't going to tell me how to live. I got that relationship. I got that relationship to get me to heaven, but God ain't going to tell me how to live. Nope. That don't work that way, does it? That doesn't work that way. The once saved, always saved grace is not grace. Amen? It's still sin in your lives if you commit it after you know Jesus in your heart. And you hear people talking. Hey, as long as you're happy. How many of y'all have heard this one recently with all the social Christianity going on? As long as you're happy, that's all that matters. As long as you're happy, that's all that matters. Oh, guess what? That ain't going to work. That ain't going to fly. Because what we want as happy isn't what's in the Bible. Isn't by God's word. Amen. Isn't by true mercy, grace, and truth. Or when we run into some of those social accepted things that are outside of the will and the word of the Bible, we go something like, hey, as long as you don't hurt anybody, it don't matter what you do. How many of y'all have heard that one before? Amen. It's not good, is it? That's not truth. That's not grace. Amen. That's Satan lying to everybody. Because if you're living outside of what the word says, you're living outside of that grace. You're living outside of that mercy. You're living outside of that truth. But they don't want to hear it, do they? They don't want to hear that message. Oh, don't bring that up in here. You can't bring it up in here. If you go against my lifestyle, oh, what was that word that was called a while ago? Oh, you hate me. If you go against my lifestyle that I ain't hurting nobody with, oh, you're bigoted. No. No, we're not, guys. We're just full of the truth of God. We still love the people that are in those lifestyles. Amen. We still love their souls. But we just want them to get the devil out of the way. Get the lies that he's thrown in front of their lives all these years. To come to the true truth and knowledge of what's really going to make them happy. Because I can almost guarantee you that everybody is in the lifestyle outside of what the Bible says is not happy fully and content in their hearts. Amen. Common thing today. Oh, get you a little Jesus. Get you a little Jesus. A little small dose of Jesus. Amen. Go to church, sit in church for a little bit. Oh, get an Instagram pic. Oh, look, we're sitting in church. Guess what? If you're living outside the will of God, sitting in church, taking Instagram, Snapchat pictures is not going to get you saved. It's not going to get you out of hell if you die right now. Amen? Small doses ain't going to get us to heaven. We need a full clip. We need a full movie version. Amen. Sometimes the extended movie version. You might know the verse of the day that's being brought up in the church. And the devil will he'll lie to you left and right. Oh, just hit the church for a little bit. You'll be all right. You'll be okay. You ain't got nothing to worry about. Amen. Just get enough of Jesus to make you feel good, but not enough to make a difference. Amen. We got a lot, even our post-Christians, a lot of them still pop in to church to just get it a little bit that day to make them feel good. But it don't change their Monday through Saturday walk. It don't make a difference in their lives. Amen. But guess what? We're not called to live like that, are we? As Christians that get it right, we're called to live and love with grace and truth. God saves, truth frees. Amen. What is grace? What is grace? Another word of the day for you. Charis. 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 The undeserved kindness, favor, and goodwill of God. That's what grace is. That's what grace is. The undeserved kindness, favor, and goodwill of God. Because, trust me, I did not deserve to be saved by God. Amen. But His grace was more than sufficient for me. He said, I know you messed up, as we always say, from the floor up, but I love you anyway. I know you did some crazy stuff in the past, but I love you anyway. Amen. Undeserved favor. Undeserved salvation. Because I'm going to tell you, even if you've been in church all your life, that doesn't give you the right to go straight to heaven. Amen. God still had that unmerited favor to work out in your lives. It's completely undeserved. The moment you think you deserve it, you won't have grace anymore. Amen. Hey, even after we get saved, guess what? We still don't deserve it. We still don't deserve it. But that grace saves in eternity. Amen. Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 and 9. Ephesians 2, 8, 9, NIV version says this. For it is by grace you have been saved, through faith. And this is not from yourselves. It is the gift of who?
God.
The gift of God. Amen. Those watching online, it's the gift of God. Not by works. Not by anything I can do. Not by anything you can do. Amen. Not by works. So that no one can boast. Because I'm going to tell you, if it would be by works, man, we'd be out in here puffing our chests up every day. Every week we're in here. Oh, guess what I did this week? Oh, look how much more I'm going to get in heaven. Look, I'm going to get to heaven because I went out and helped somebody. No, it don't work that way. Amen? It don't work that way. Sorry. Grace before truth can't prove. We got to lead with grace. Amen. So I ask you today, who needs grace? Who needs it today? I know. Even after I'm saved, even after I'm up here as your pastor, I still need grace every day. Amen. I still ask God for grace every day. We got people that might be going through being overwhelmed with jealousy, gossips. Amen. We got people that might be business selfish, being greedy. Amen. How many of y'all know somebody gossip and greedy? Amen. How many of y'all do gossip and greed? Well, just checking on you. We got older people that may refuse to forgive somebody for something, for being overbearing with their mom. Amen. We got selfish college kids sleeping around, partying around. Amen. We got hyper religious guys look down their noses with contempt and judgment on everybody that they see. Amen. Who needs grace? I'm going to thank everybody. Every one of us needs grace. Do we not? Sometimes churches, including ours, inadvertently gets it wrong. We think the truth is behave first. Behave first. Don't smoke. Dress appropriately when you go to church. Endure boring sermons. Oh, thank you. We think that's the way it's supposed to be, don't we? We got to have our behavior right before we can get saved, before we can get that grace. Guess what? I'm going to tell you, that grace is what's going to change our behaviors. That grace is what's going to change our relationships. That grace is what's going to change our actions. That grace is what's going to change the way we might dress when we come to church. Amen. You don't have to have the truth first. We got to have the grace first. Amen. After you behave, believe. No. If you behave and believe, you can possibly belong. That's what we think, isn't it? As long as you behave right, you can believe what you want to believe. Amen. That's the way a lot of people go to church. As long as I behave in the pews, I can go back out in the world and do what I want to do. That's getting it wrong, guys. Amen? But grace says this is a safe place for people to belong before they believe or behave. Amen? That's the way we should treat everybody. We should let them know when they come to church or when they come around us that it's a safe place for you to belong before you believe and before you start behaving. So grace covers all of it, don't it? It covers every single bit of it. Romans 6:1 says this: "What shall we say then? Shall we go on sinning so that by that grace may increase? By no means." Amen. We are those who have died to sin. How can we live in it any longer? Let me read that again. What shall we say then? Shall we go on sinning so that grace may increase, so that truth may increase too? By no means. We are those who have died to sin. How can we live in it any longer? When we accept Jesus, we died to sin, didn't we? So why would we even want to live in sin any longer? But we do still have those that are thinking, well, I got saved. I can still do what I want to do. That's not true. Amen. They're getting it wrong. Amen. Post-Christian generation is skeptical about truth. They claim they know the truth. Amen. They're arrogant at best and dangerous at worst. Truth isn't restrictive, repetitive, repressive, and oppressive. Amen. Our truth, when we found it with Jesus, I think it was freeing, wasn't it? It freed us from the way we were living. It's liberating. True truth is liberating and life-giving. Amen? In the Garden of Eden, it was life-giving, wasn't it? They thought it was liberating. Amen? And then what happened? God said, you can eat from any place you want. You got a big old garden smorgasbord. But that one bad tree over there, you better stay away from it. The fruit on it's rotten. That may not have been the words he used, but it's kind of what he meant. Amen? And what happened? What happened? Satan said, Go ahead. Don't worry about that. I know it's what God said to you. But I'm telling you, he ain't really mean that. It's okay. It's not going to hurt you. I'm sure Satan told Eve, hey, I know he said that was a rotten tree, nasty fruit, but it ain't going to hurt you. It ain't going to kill y'all's fun that you're having down here. Amen? It's not going to hurt your lives. You're still going to get life. But guess what? He was wrong, wasn't he? I'm telling you, Satan started lying in the garden. And he's still lying today to people. Amen? Truth isn't just rules and morals. Truth is personal. Amen? Truth is not just what, but who we are. Amen? Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. The truth sets us free. Amen? Jesus sets us free. Grace saves us. And truth frees us. Amen? As we come for the final song, let's go ahead and pray. Heavenly Father, Lord, I thank you for your message today, Lord. Lord, as always, I thank you for your word spoken and not mine, Lord. Lord, I thank you for everybody having the open heart, mind, and soul, Lord, for the blessing of the message that you've given us today, Lord. Lord, may we each go out of here knowing the difference between the way the world wants us to live, Lord, the way the post-Christian society wants us to act and bend, Lord. Lord, may we each know that if we start going towards their will, Lord, that we're getting it wrong, Lord. Lord, I don't want any of us to truly get wrong your salvation, Lord, your mercy, your grace, Lord. Lord, I ask that you put a newfound passion upon each one of our hearts, Lord. Lord, that when somebody sees us, they'll be able to tell, hey, they're a little bit more different today than they were the other day when they were seeing them. Lord, may we continue to be your guiding lighthouse in the dark and dying world, Lord. Lord, may you put somebody in front of us this week, Lord. Lord, we thank you for each and everything that you do, Lord. I ask you to be with us through the rest of the week. In your name I pray. And everybody say it.
Amen.
Amen.